This is Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. Our Top 5 this week is Top 5 Childhood Friends. Woo. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie. Our co-host, Vincino.
Yeah.
And our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
Need more Akikan.
And our other co-host, Gabe.
Okay, that character in Akikan, that main villain, her resemblance to the enemy in Arcane Hearts 3 was so uncanny.
You're so stupid.
I had to.
Shut up.
You're so stupid, King.
And
uncanny Akikan.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. And our guest this week, Lurks.
Gabe, you're a retard. You know that. It's ridiculous.
No, you should have been there, Lurks, like during the episode.
No, I shouldn't have, because I don't want to watch that show again.
He just goes like, it's uncanny how there's...
And I was like, what? Wait, Akikan. You get it?
It's so stupid.
Okay.
And whatever. And Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Yo, man, you guys ain't funny, man.
Shut up, Richard.
Shut up, Richard.
All right, let's get this
show. Akikan sucks.
Okay.
According to Dave and Lurks.
Let's go to our number fives. Let's go to Lurks.
Goody. Because I don't have these set up in a five.
Let's go to Richard while he sets his stuff up.
But you don't have your setup?
No, I already
have
my setup.
I have five of them, I just don't have them set up yet.
Oh. Richard, are you set up?
Yeah. That's why I'm going right now.
Well, wait for Dave's command.
Yeah.
What is your command? Okay. My number five is Yoshino Takatsuki from Horomosuko, aka Wandering Sun.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, which one is that?
It's the girl. Tomboy.
Is that the gay guy or the girl?
It's a tomboy. Tomboy.
The girl.
Okay.
Hey, don't use that word, man.
Yeah, man, you're going to offend the audience, even though we probably like, offended them like a bunch of times. let me see. Yeah, she's one of the main characters in the manga. And even though she's like more of a feminine girl and stuff like that, she becomes friends with the main character. What's his name?
His name doesn't matter.
I think it's, yeah, Nitori. He's the main
character. Nitori, yeah. Nitori-kun.
I mean, right?
She's pretty cool.
I mean, she's an outgoing character. She's really nice to like Nitori and stuff like that. Like, even in the anime adaption, you know, they allocated a lot of stuff from the manga and leaves things kind of like you don't understand as much for like what happened in her past. I mean, even like, you know, they stopped talking in middle school, she still supports one of her good friends, and that's a really good childhood friend since like elementary. And it's not a lot of things you get with like friends you kind of break up part with. And
that's actually a really good way to start it off, because I think a lot of childhood friends are tomboyish kind of girls, you know. Yeah. You kind of a lot of the time they are, but this takes it to a different level because she's kind of not just a tomboy, but she also wants to be a man. So it's kind of
All right. You want to be a woman? I'm just kidding.
Which is why I like her so much, as you know, King.
Oh, God, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You said no persona this list, right, King?
Yep, no persona.
Right, okay, perfect.
All right, then let's go to Lurks.
All right. For my number five, I put Kida and Mikado from Durarara.
The main dude.
Two main characters.
Oh, that's right.
They were able to sustain a relationship from elementary school all the way to they went to high school. Over the internet. It was crazy. Okay. It's like they kind of sustained a relationship. They're on two different sides of the country. Then finally when they come back together, it's like they were never separated. they're really good childhood friends. And
yeah.
There are other things throughout that series that I could talk about if I wasn't going to spoil it, so forget it.
I can't even remember anyone I knew in grade school, so fuck.
Neither could I.
So for me.
So yeah, Keaton and Mikado.
Keaton
and Mikado.
Spoiler.
Alrighty.
Then let's go to Gabe.
Alright. My number five from Maho Sensei Negima is... God,
Jack Rock. What?
Yeah, Jack Rock. No, it's not Jack Rock. He has no childhood friend.
He is his own childhood friend.
Her name is Anya, and she was childhood friends with Negi. And, what makes her a nice character is, she's a tsundere character. So, she goes to visit Negi, and, she's acting all tough. She's like, you're coming home with us right now, because, your sister misses you, and, not me.
Wait, is she the one that hangs out with his sister all the time from Wales?
Yeah,
that's okay, her. I know what she looks like then.
Yeah, and, in truth, she really just, she's the one who wants to see him. And she's trying to cover it up with the tough exterior.
Yes, we know how tsunderes work.
Gabe. Yeah. Shut up.
Explain
Shut
all
up.
The arts.
Shut up. Making me feel stupid.
Teach me, Gabe Sensei.
Sorry. So that's what a tsundere is. For the people who didn't know, I was just letting you know. And that's Anya.
Alright.
Alright, then let's go to King.
All right, we'll start things off with a spoiler.
Oh, really? Oh, God. Yay.
It will be number five, Naru from Love Hina.
Oh, no.
Taking
out my headphones.
And that's all I'll say.
Okay, I didn't need to take them out after all.
Okay.
Naru from Love Hina.
Then let's go to Ven.
All right, let's start things off with, not a spoiler at all. I don't know. I always have trouble picking five, so I just kind of went with Chi-Chi and Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
What happened to Bulma?
I thought about it, and I was like, Bulma's a great friend, but she's, older as shit than Goku, and she wasn't really his friend. She was just using him to get his Dragon Balls and stuff.
To get his balls.
Shut up, Richard. So I went with Chi-Chi because, they kind of... I don't remember Dragon Ball that much. I watched it when I was a kid, so I don't really remember it. But I do remember Chi-Chi being awesome in it. And I do remember... I don't know what else I remember. I just know that they were good childhood friends and they grew up and got married and had a bitching kid who saved the fucking Earth, man. It was great.
And then went to school.
And became Saiyan. I would say Gohan and Videl, but they are kind of in their teenage years, so that didn't count. So whatever. Yeah, I'm done. That's my number five. What about you, Dave?
All right. My number five is Franz from Genkutsu. And
the blonde guy.
Yeah, the blonde guy. You're not far enough to see what he does later on, but it's really, really cool and special for what he does for his friend.
He seems like a dick right now because he's always talking about his fiance like she's like, oh yeah, I could marry her at any time, but I'd rather just be a dick and not marry her at all.
You'll grow on him, Ven, eventually. Okay.
All right.
I don't think you're far enough, but yeah, he does.
I'm like halfway through the series right now.
Yeah, but he'll get cool later on.
Okay.
All right, and we'll go to number fours then. Let's go back up to Richard.
I think we were... Oh, yeah, Richard starts it off.
Yeah.
Okay. My number four comes from G Gundam, Rain Mikamura, and Domon.
I was kind of planning about this.
I mean, G Gundam's probably the first anime I saw was, someone's a childhood friend. And, I really like Rain's character for some reason, because, in some ways, she knows Domon since, childhood, and, they kind of did split apart at one point in their lives. I know Rain, she was a medical student, and she dropped out, and she had, an ex-boyfriend and all that crap. And she ends up, sorry, spoilers, but she ends
I've
up...
I've already seen that guy, and yeah.
Yeah. And she signs up to join Domon as her, as whatchamacallit, mechanic for the G Gundam tournament.
She's a mechanic?
Wasn't she a mechanic?
Is that the relationship? I thought that she was just his partner or whatever.
No, she works on the Gundam.
Oh. Yeah, she works on the Gundams of that.
Oh.
And like, I don't know, it's like them, you know, they pretty much went through the whole journey throughout the whole anime, and like near the end of the series, like one big climax with her and one heroic battle. And yeah, it's my number 4.
Alright. Then we'll go to Lurkst.
My number 4 goes to Yomi and Kagero from Gare Zero.
Oh my god, dude, I'm halfway through that shit and it's fucking amazing.
I told you, it's a good show.
Except for, it's like really school lifey right now, so I don't know.
Oh, it gets much better afterwards.
I'm hoping.
Amazing Pocky scene.
Amazing.
I guess that's why they're on your list, huh? The Pocky
scene. Well, no, it's just that they grew up with each other and almost became like sisters for each other, even though they're completely unrelated. They grew that sort of bond and relationship with each other. And it was really nice to see them grow up and progress like that. And there are other things that happen, which I will not mention.
Yay.
Because they are spoilers.
Such a nice person, Lars.
So I will leave it at that.
All right. Then we'll go to Gabe.
All righty. My number 4 from High School of the Dead is Takagi Saya. If you don't, it's the pink-haired girl.
Okay.
She's...
I didn't even realize there was childhood friends in High School of the Dead.
You know that. She's another tsundere character. And, like, she's a genius. She's completely arrogant, you know, to... What's his name? Hisashi? What's his name?
Nameless wow. Main character number...
I keep forgetting the main characters in all these shows. Or whatever.
They just don't even...
I like her character. She's a genius, and, you know, she... I'm just going to go on to describe what a fucking tsundere is again. Takagi Saya. That's it.
Am I the only one that wanted to nail... Like, not nail her, but, like, pound a nail into her mouth and make her stop fucking talking that entire anime?
Yeah.
Besides when you use nail, I mean, you have a different...
Okay, maybe reference. Not staples, then. That's okay. Staples are fine.
Yeah, maybe she's just a little, maybe she's a little annoying at the beginning, but then, you know, I grew on her. I started to like her as a character, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, she's a fucking bitch.
Well, so what?
Jesus, I'll never get through this night.
Katomi's a bitch, man.
Yeah, right, I know.
Who fucking, said that?
Fucking starfish all the way. Oh, wait, what?
It's Fuka.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Clannad sucks.
Clannad sucks. Whatever, go.
Joking.
Then let's go to King.
Alright, my number 4 is Domina Hikari from Domina no Do.
Domina, what?
Domina no Do.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to read that. Yeah. Is that the one with that little girl on the cover or whatever? I have no idea what it's about. I was just going to read it.
Well, they're like, teenagers now. And basically, here and the main character met a long time ago. And they pretty much played at the park and crap. And then her family came and took her away and crap. But they're like, well, we'll meet up again and whatnot. And then years later, what's it called? Basically, the main character gets kidnapped by these two thug-looking guys, and he gets taken to this giant mansion, and it turns out to be, you know, Domina's mansion, and she was actually from a rich family, but the family is from this kind of family that believes that if you're rich, you should, you know, like, put everybody down and stuff, and, like, they make all their, like, the females of the family sadists, so, like, she became a sadist, and yeah.
That's great. It's
pretty funny, so... Like, since they were childhood friends, she gets the main character to live with her and crap. And she just, you know, she thinks that, you know, since she was raised that way, being a sadist is fine and crap. So she's always stepping on him and, you know, random sadist crap. That's pretty nice. Funny.
I was overwhelmed by the amount of chapters there was in it, so I kind of didn't really pick it up. I don't really like picking up series that have like 30 plus chapters. I don't know why.
Alrighty.
Then let's go to Ven.
Alright. My number four will please fans like Dave, because my number four is Fumi Mon. I cannot pronounce her last name. Fumi and Akira from Oihana, the two main female leads in that amazing, amazing lesbian anime. Yes. I know you love it, Dave. And I don't know. I just like them. Like, the, I really need to pick up this manga because the anime doesn't really wrap up anything. But the things where they go into flashbacks with them, it's really awesome. Like, you see they were always really nice friends back in, was it grade school or something like that? And now that they're like teenagers together, like one of them is really tall and one of them is really short. It's the complete opposites. It's not, it's kind of a love story, isn't it, Dave? Not really, but it's kind of a, more of a friendship. If they would have ended the anime right, but whatever. I like them. They were good. They were good friends. They helped each other. And they were really nice to each other. And they're lesbians, so it's all the better. Yeah. And number four.
Okay. And my number four is Naru from Love Hina. And I didn't really... Huh?
What? No. Go ahead.
I can't believe I forgot her.
I didn't really like her.
Forgotten her.
Yeah, I didn't really like her at first, but because that show really centers around childhood friends, you know, you grow to like her because certain events happen and she becomes more likable in that series. But that's as far as I'll say for her. So we'll go to number threes, I guess. We'll head it back up to Richard.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, my number three is from an ongoing anime.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Shut up. No.
Okay.
My
number three is Popo from Anohana. What's his name, Popo?
Popo.
Yeah, his nickname is Popo.
Okay. Yeah, his nickname. I forgot his real name, but, like, he, he's Popo to Jintan, because, like, you know, as you know, you already know, the friendships are pretty much, like, broken and bonds and stuff like that due to the fact of Memo being gone. Like, it seems like right after they reunite, Popo's all like, yo, man's Jinta! Yo, man, you my homeboy and shit like that.
He always reminded me of a Hawaiian kind of guy for some reason. I have no idea.
Talking about Tito from Rocket Power?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, aside from that, I mean, like, you know, after, like, a heartbreaking friendship, it's like, you never expect a friend to be like, oh my god, it's you! We haven't seen each other in, like, 10 years or something. I don't know what's the duration of time as, you know, he didn't see Popo, but he's like, all of a sudden, you don't really notice him because he's, like, big and stuff. Aside from, like, last time we saw each other, like, he was, like, smaller compared to Jinta. I mean, he does a lot in the anime just from his short time being on there. As is, you know, trying to develop the character and trying to get everyone together. He is, you know, one unique childhood friend to everyone. Like, not just a Jinta, but everyone else.
Well, the entire anime is... all the characters in the anime are childhood friends. And the only problem with making a list about them is it's only like 3 episodes into the series.
Shut up, Ben!
And
shut your face. I'm going to staple it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
No, just kidding. That's my number 3.
All right, cool.
I'm just kidding, man. Just kidding.
Sorry.
Then let's go to lyrics.
My number 3 is going to go to the Elric Brothers and Winry from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
And Winry. And, oh, well.
That's what?
Wait, what, Dave?
No, go ahead.
Wait, what were y'all talking about?
Nothing, go ahead.
Alright. The reason they're on my list is because this mainly goes to, like, Winry. Because, I mean, you obviously have Ed and Alphonse. They're brothers. They already have a bond between each other. But then you have Winry, who's living with her grandmother, and she takes them in after this tragic event happened to them, and they grew up together, and they created this really great bond with each other. And even during this whole, like, overarching story between the Elric brothers is going on, and they're doing their thing, they still care for each other enough to, like, see each other every now and then throughout the whole entire series of Full Metal Alchemist, and it's just great to see that. That's probably, like, some of my favorite parts in that series was when they were all just together as the three of them.
You would have liked the manga ending then?
Probably.
Because the manga had an epilogue that had all three of them kind of reminiscing on every... Not really reminiscing, but, like, never mind. I'll tell you after.
Okay. But yeah, Elric Brothers, Winry, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Alright. Then let's go to Gabe.
Okay. My number three is Manami from My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute.
I'm walking.
If you don't remember who that is, she's the glasses girl who's friends with Kyosuke Kosaka.
What? Go on, Gabe.
She's a really cute person. Like, she's a very kind person. She's very soft.
Manami.
Yeah.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah. She's really kind-hearted, and it's blatantly obvious that she's crazy. At least in the anime, I'm not sure about the manga.
She's actually more in the manga. She's actually more kind of crazy and lovely.
She is totally crazy for Kyosuke, and even though, you know, she won't actually say it, it's extremely implied, you know, like, you know, she has him going over to his house, he's completely familiar with his family, she has a cool family, like a grandpa, he's really funny in the anime, and you know, they're just such a good pair, and it seems that she really cares for him, and, you know, she just really wants to be together with him, but she respects the fact that he doesn't really want to be in a, you know, in a relationship. But even though she still accepts him as a friend, and, you know, that's a really good quality about her, that she'll stay the same because she really cares for him. And overall, she's a nice character. She's really cute. She's kind. She's soft. Like, yeah, she's the kind of character that I like. So yeah, Manami.
All right. Then let's go to King.
My number three is Wonko Saoji from Sankare.
Sankare?
Yep.
That blonde girl. Yeah. I like her better than the main girl.
I do too.
I like Wonko.
You know, because she has short hair. She's cute.
Of course.
And yeah. She's the tomboy type, so. GA. All right.
She's like the exact same character as that one character from Count Trouble. The childhood friend from Count Trouble.
Yeah.
Exact same person. Whatever.
Then let's go to Ven.
Yeah. Let's go to me. My amazingly unique number three, Manami Tamura. Whatever your last name is, from Oremo, no, what's over, that's a fuck you. I don't know. I like this girl. I don't know why though. I think she's my favorite girl of the series. A lot of people like, I forget his sister's name. For life of me, I can't remember it.
Kirino,
yeah, that's it. But I really like Manami, I think. Most of the girls. And I, as of this point, I have not finished the anime still. And I'm still reading the manga. I'm caught up to the manga. And I know there's a ton of true endings and alternate routes and true routes and stuff. All right,
shut up. Yeah.
You better end up with her in one of the
My number three is Winry from the Full Metal Alchemist series. Because she's not really the damsel in distress that you probably might suspect from her, but you know, Ed really does rely on her and her mechanic abilities, and I think that's really neat. And yeah, she's a really neat character.
She has really great underboob. Just gonna say that.
Alright. And
she has really great boobs.
Let's go to our number twos. Let's go to Richard.
I hate you guys to put Winry Rockbell as my number two.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, I really like her. I mean, between the original FMA anime and the Brotherhood, I liked her a lot in the original FMA. It's just that I felt like they didn't really develop her as much as they did in Brotherhood. I mean,
yeah.
As Lurk said, it's just pretty close to him as, Elder Brothers lost her, family. She took him in. She's kind of that's one thing a best friend could do for you is, take you in as family and become more. It's, more than this best friend. She's pretty much nearly as close as family. Because, you could kind of see her as kind of a sister figure to the Elder Brothers in some ways. And,
yeah.
People kind of blame her for being a little bit clingy in the FMA anime, but come on, she's pretty much family to them.
I don't think she's clingy at all. I mean, I don't think there was enough of her.
I mean, she does a really good development role in the Elric Brothers growing, especially in Brotherhood, which they liked a lot. Mm-hmm. Was that venue raced?
What?
Been spoiling shit again.
What else can I say about her? I mean, the really reason why fangirls hate her because they wish they could get an Elric Brothers pants, but he doesn't exist. I'm just saying, or maybe fanboys. Maybe fanboys really like the Elric Brothers like that too. She also fixed, Edward and, I wouldn't say Alfonso, but, she gave him the auto mail. She gave him free, services.
Services, you know.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up,
Gabe. You know.
And that's my number two.
All right. Then let's go to next.
My number two. Okay. This is going to be a shock to some people. But my number two, I can't say who they are because it'd be a spoiler, but it's two people from Clannad.
Oh, God.
All right. Who is it?
You want me to say who it is?
Go. Just say who it is, not who.
If it's Sunohara, I'm leaving.
Don't say the two people. Just say the one, because I know who you're gonna say.
All right, I'll say the one person. It's Kotomi, and another person.
Kotomi Ichinose.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great person.
Yes. Now I can't even go into it because if I go into it, then it's just gonna spoil people of Clannad. So I'll just leave it at that as my number two.
Oh, you Kotomi fans.
Yeah, we're rewatching Clannad and we're reliving the glory that is Kotomi.
Dude, that show's so funny.
Wallowing in your terrible violin playing while I get starfishes.
It is masterful violin playing. Actually, when we went to that scene, I put on the
Death Note music?
Yeah, great. I did.
Beautiful.
It was on my computer. I was like, wait, I got it again. I got it again. Hurry up. And I played it at the exact same time.
That is incredible.
So, yeah. Cool. All
right. Then let's go to Gabe.
All right. Who the hell is my number two?
Who is your number two?
Wait. Oh, okay. That's right. I remember. Okay. I don't really know that many like childhood friends, because there's a lot. There's like a few more that were on my list, but I just couldn't help but putting her on my list. And this, my number two, is Menma from Anohana.
Another Anohana character. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't resist. I mean, I like Menma a lot as a character. She's so cute, and like, all she has is like good wishes and, you know, kindness for the people around her that, you know, who unfortunately have been broken up because of, you know, what happened to her. And now she's back one way or another, because we still kind of don't know. And all she wants is like everyone to be happy, and she wants everyone to come back together. And, you know, herself, she's a great character. I really like her. Like, she's so cute. I want to like take her home and just, oh, you're not nothing bad, but
don't,
you know,
Gabe, take her home.
Disney, your mom calls the Ghostbusters on you.
I just want to hug her and like, ah, you know.
You're not taking her home, Gabe.
We're giving a lot of praise for this show for only being three episodes
out. Yeah, really. I mean, well,
come on, I take one character from the show. Come on.
You know that flashback scene they keep going to in it, Gabe?
Which one?
The one where they're in the barn house or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Who would like an ugly?" And it's so sad.
Yeah.
And yeah.
She just puts a smile on her face. I mean, she's a really kind-hearted person. You know, it seems like she has no evil in her at all. All she is a bundle of joy. And take her home. Okay.
So,
yeah, Menma.
And now let's go to King.
My number two is Ryuto Asamiya.
From? Which, go.
You're probably known better as Odin from Ragnarok and Kenichi.
The First Fist.
Yes, First Fist, Odin.
The First Fist.
And this might seem backwards to a lot of people, but I like, you know, if you read Kenichi, you know that him and Kenichi, even though they're childhood friends, they're at a kind of impasse right now. Because when they were younger, they had a fight, all right? And the fight was over the best thing in the world. Apparently, basically how this went down. You know those little machines that you put quarters in and you get random crap from?
Uh-huh.
All right. Freaking Kenichi put one in, you know, one of some money in, and he got like this cat pendant, which in turn he gave to the main girl of the story.
No. It was Ryuto, wasn't it?
Okay, yeah. Ryuto put one in, and he gave it to Kenichi because he's like, well, this suits you. It's a little cat pendant.
So it suits you. Yeah.
So he, who in, you know, in turn gave it to Miu in exchange for this yin yang pendant that Kenichi had. So, you know, since, what's it called? Then Miu went to save both of them from these robbers and crap. So, what's it called? At that time, I guess Ryuto kind of fell in love with Miu as well. So he wanted, since he's like, well, the cat pendant was mine from the get-go and you gave it away, so I think I deserve the yin yang pendant, right? But, you know, then Kenichi's like, well, no, this is mine now, blah, 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 blah. So they have a fight. And, like a little, you know, they're little kids, but they have this all out fist fight over this little pendant.
Yeah, it was great.
Then at the conclusion of this fight, which Kenichi wins, Kenichi's like, well, you know, we're friends. You can have this pendant. You know, it's wrong for me to fight you over something like this. And that made Ryuto snap. He's like, even though I lost, you still gave it to me. So he comes back, you know, all crazy, and that's his reasoning to fight Kenichi, because he gave him a pendant when he lost.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
Come on, you have to be a good childhood friend to think like that. But I still like him. He has helped out a lot more now, and he's not as a douche as he was, but I love that one reasoning for the, you know, I love the reasoning why he wants revenge. So I lost, but you still gave me the pendant. Oh, I hate you. Oh.
He became this strict martial artist, trained under this like master and all this shit because he wanted to take revenge on Kenichi. For giving him a pendant. It's ridiculous.
All right, cool.
All right, then let's go to Ven.
All right, I hate you all, number one. My number two is Winry Brock Bell from Full Metal Alchemist and Full Metal Alchemist.
And just for people who will get this, Winry's not on my list.
Okay? Of course not, King. I don't know. I like Winry.
Waiting for what King's number one is.
I swear to God, King. But anyway, yeah, I don't want to say anymore. It's already been said. I like Winry. She's a good character. I like her. Good childhood friend.
All right. And my number two is Shoko from Bakuto Test.
Bakuto Test.
She's great because she's a yandere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which one are we talking about?
The black-haired girl.
The girl who wants to marry that one.
She's a childhood friend of that dude?
Yes. Yeah.
I know they're childhood friends.
Remember, they went through this whole thing about him teaching her wrong.
No. I don't.
Oh, it's a short scene, but it's definitely in there.
I do like her character, though, yeah.
All right, then let's go back up to Richard.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's sit up. My number one is Ryu Sanada and from Kimi to Doke. And his childhood friend is Chizuru Yoshida.
Oh, you mean the karate, the whatever. Yeah, I know
the baseball guy.
The baseball dude that can't remember his name because he's retired right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, he's one of the... Did you say main characters in Kimi no Toke? Or just support characters?
No, they're both main characters.
Yeah, he's one of the big roles in Kimi no Toke, and I kind of classify him as the silent guardian friend of Chizuru Yoshida, because they know each other since they were really young. And, you know, she's been through a lot with her, and like even though he isn't talkative in expression, doesn't really show much expression, but he knows people really well, and like, you know, he's kind of like a person that you could talk to, and he can understand you just by watching you, not in a crazy, scary way, but yeah. I mean,
he understands Chizuru a lot.
He understands her a lot more than she thinks, which, you know, it's kind of hard to have a friend that let's say you have a bunch of friends, you don't know which one understands you more than the other, and he's the one that understands you more than anyone else.
He's a cool guy. He always keeps his cool.
Yeah. I mean, Chizuru is always like the more like outgoing and stuff like that.
She's a hothead.
She's hothead. She's a delinquent, and she kind of takes a lot of things out and really, like, what's his name, Ryugen, plays his video games, stays at his house, eat his food, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a really good arc in the manga and the anime that takes place between those two, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Yay.
Just because it's good. And yeah. He's cool. Really awesome.
Right.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's move to Lyrics.
My My number one goes to the two characters that have probably been through the most as childhood friends. It's Goku and Krillin from Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
These two have been through probably the most as childhood friends. They went through Master Roshi's intense training of carrying milk crates throughout the entire...
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
I love that. Actually think about it. Yeah, they have a long history together.
They have a very long history. And if it wasn't for them being the closest of friends, Goku would have never been able to beat Frieza. Just saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have found another bald monk friend that was superpower. Krillin's like the strongest man in the world.
He's the strongest human in the world.
If you don't count Saiyans or green people or like...
Don't they count him as a super Earthling?
Super Earthling? What?
In one episode.
Oh, yeah. That's stupid.
But yeah, they've been through the most out of any like childhood friend characters that I could have thought of. They have like probably the longest history, so it goes to them too, Goku and Krillin. The bestest of friends.
Bestest of friends.
Hey, then
cool.
King or sorry, Gabe.
Yeah. My number one, not to be confused with a lot of people's number twos and threes and fours, is When We Rock Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's When We Rock Bell. She has nothing but complete dedication and affection for the Elric brothers, you know, ever since they were, you know, the smallest of kids. She knows what's going on. She knows what they're doing. And she's like a guardian to them. She wants to help them, and she knows everything about them, what's wrong with what horrible past they've been in. She only wants to be there to, you know, get them through what they're doing. So it's like the perfect example of a extremely caring person that you've known from your childhood up till now. And even then, still has a dedication to go up to a snowy mountain to help, you know, Ed with his automail and help Al with his, you know, ever deteriorating armor. She's just a great person to care for the Elric brothers. So yeah, When We Rock Bell.
Alright.
And Underboob.
Underboob.
Then let's go to King.
My number one would be Minami Tamura.
Wow! Really?
Yes.
Ah, damn!
Yes, really.
Really?
She's just so cute, and she, you know, you can tell that she loves him so much, and he's just a little bit too dense. And then, for those who read the light novels...
Uh-oh, taking out headphones.
Blah, blah, blah. So he actually got wit, you know.
Yeah. Just
wait, saying. So that's confirmed in the light novel?
Yes, it's confirmed in the light novels who he actually got
man.
What if they switch
it? No. Well, we don't know if the manga and the anime are going to go the same way as the light novels, but who he got with is the da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's such a big spoiler. I can't bring myself to say it.
Da-da-da-da-da is a good character, though, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed with that pairing.
Well, but...
I mean, I was rooting for Minami. I was like, totally, go for it, girl. And like, it's
bordering.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, it's so sad that it wouldn't be Minami, because, you know, look at her. But look who it is.
Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, come on. If you already seen the anime, not who he gets with, but, you know, with Minami.
But, yeah. Oh, we'll see who he gets with in the anime and the manga as time goes. But, just saying.
Da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da. Makes me sad.
All right. Then let's go to Vin. Then let's go to Vince.
So he's like,
is it over yet? Can I turn my headphones back in?
We didn't say who he got with. We said,
you know who he got with? He got with da 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 da
da da da da rah rah rah.
Rah rah.
How many people would hate me if I spoiled it?
Oh god.
I wanted to hear it. I couldn't bear it. I wanted to know who it was.
Oh my god. I wanted to know who it was too, so I spoiled myself. And I'm sad.
Alright, I'm back. What are we on now?
You want to know, don't you, Dave?
Oh god, don't say.
Yeah, I was curious too, but I'm like, eh, okay. I'll roll with it. Alright, so let's...
Alright, number one, Vincito.
Alright, I thought we were... Alright, my number one, totally unexpected. Gabe probably would love the shit out of me for saying this. My number one is Reinhard von Lohengrin and Siegfried Kyrhi Ice from Legend of Galactic Heroes. Yes, the most overrated anime on that damn mouse site.
Because, wait, you said me?
Yeah, I said you.
Why would I? I don't.
Because I know how much you love this series.
Yeah, I don't care about Legend of Galactic.
Even though you've never watched it.
It's so old. It's so long.
These guys, right at the beginning of the anime, you get introduced to... I think you have to actually go back and watch the prequels, but you don't really have to because they do a lot of flashbacks in the anime. And they flash back to Reinhard's past, where he first met Kyrhi Ice, who is his best friend, loyal servant, and his all-around, you know, childhood friend. They've known each other since they were really young. Kyrhi Ice kind of had a thing for his sister at the time, but, you know, whatever. And it's more lean towards brotherly love than anything. So it's a very deep emotional thing. And there's a lot of twists that happen in the anime that really bring these two, like, two characters out, just make them stand out as, like, the best. I think they're the best friends in the world. So much so that even though Kyrhi Ice works under Lohengrin for the anime, he's still, like, you know, Reinhard still treats him as his best friend. He still consults him for everything. You know, he's his right-hand man. And it's just such a great pairing. These guys are, like, my two favorite friends in anime, probably. And I can see why so many people would like them in the anime. They're just really good characters. And
how far are you?
I am halfway through Legend of Galactic Heroes. It's really long, and 110 episodes. I have the whole series.
It's like a million years old.
The anime right now is really amazing where it's at. But these guys just, damn. It's really hard to take seriously, though, because it's so old. You know, the art style is kind of weird, and it kind of has those gay undertones to it that they had back in the 80s for all the characters in anime.
It's that kind of style where they kind of look like humans, you know?
Yeah. Well, these guys look like pretty boys in, like, shoujo manga a little bit, but not really, because they look kind of tough. What?
Like feminine kind of, like, attributes.
Like Bishonen, kind of guys.
Well, their facial structure looks more like females.
Well, they have, like, permed curly hair, both of them do, and they're really slim, and they both, like, almost fucking grope each other for the entire anime, but...
Maybe that's Japan in the 80s.
Most likely, because that's how a lot of anime was. But, I don't know. I love this guy. I love Legend of Galactic Heroes, and these guys were, like, my two favorite characters in the entire series, besides Yang Wenli, who is, like, the greatest guy ever, so... Yeah, my number one, never going to be beaten. Two best friends ever. Sorry, Gabe. I had to one up you.
Okay.
All right, Dave, send us home.
Send us home, Dave.
My number one is, and I don't know why you never are her on your list, Gabe.
What are you saying, Dave? What the fuck was that?
Ben, you are in no place to be talking. You are in no place to talk.
Don't bring that up here. We're writing on Dave's number one.
My number one is Sohara from Heaven's Lost Property.
Ah! Wait, she's your number one?
Yeah, she's
I didn't even know you liked that show that much.
I don't, not really, but I like her that lot. She's like more. Oh my God.
She's so funny.
If you think like the perverted childhood friend is kind of perverted in Aki-Kan, she's way more perverted.
She's more perverted. That when they went into her dream, she's like, ah, what are you doing in here? You're not. This isn't real. This she starts laughing and going insane. Yeah, she's my honorable mention.
Yeah. And
there was that episode when she was like this big snowball woman. And it was just so good.
Oh man, I thought you didn't like that show too much.
I don't know. Some of the jokes are like, but some of the characters I really like.
The character. Yeah.
But that
show. Don't you have one more honorable mention, Gabe?
Yeah, I totally do.
I know you do.
I totally do.
Just reminding you in case you forgot.
Wait, are you done, Dave? You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. My honorable mention, other than Sohara Mitsuki, is Najimi Tenkuji.
What the fuck?
Why not?
I thought we had an agreement before the show.
No, we didn't. What?
I was going to give you the cue, and then you were going to say... Never mind, it's ruined. We're done. Game over.
Anything.
It's war, game man. Over. It's war, man. It's war.
I gave you the cue, and you completely turned my expectations.
I didn't hear anything out of your mouth before the show. Okay.
God damn it.
Jimmy's so funny. She's perverted. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I got two honorable mentions I want to say.
Who are they?
They go to Ryu and Chizuru from Kimi ni Todoke. Mm-hmm. And then Miyu and Ritsu from K-On.
Oh, yeah. Gabe, you should just make an honorable mention for Legend of Galactic Heroes characters, even though you've never seen
the show. I love this. These are people who he mentioned in Legend of Galactic Heroes.
What?
I can't believe you forgot about Miyu and Ritsu, Gabe.
I know. I forgot they were childhood friends.
I know. Have you seen those episodes?
Yeah, oh my God.
Like, and then, like, Yui and Nakoda when they're kids. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's my honorable mention, too. Mayu and Ritsu.
And Yui and Nakoda.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh my God.
I'm surprised Keiko wasn't on your list, Kang.
Oh, I forgot about Keiko.
I know you did, man.
This is why we have honorable mentions.
You want to make an honorable mention, King?
We call it honorable mentions, but we really just forgot to put it in our list.
King, you've never made an honorable mention before, King.
And I still won't.
Oh, that's sad.
How about honorable mentions?
To every character in Anohana, I will make that right now. Every character in Anohana.
I'm sorry. That blue-haired girl is... unacceptable. She's a bitch right now.
The one with glasses?
I've only seen two episodes. She's acting like bitch. Okay. I didn't see what happened in episode 3. I don't know if something happens, but oh my God. She pissed me off. But I don't hate her. Just saying.
I just mildly
she goes to Ass Kitchen.
My honorable mention goes to Keiko, man. Why she come with the Yusuke dude? He's a douche. Should do with Kuwabara because he's the man.
What? Never mind. I was going to talk about Kuwabara for a second. I was like, why am I talking about Kuwabara? Why did he disappear in the last arc?
I'm just saying, Super Saiyan.
Richard.
Oh, just saying.
Stupid.
I have a couple of honorable mentions, if I may quickly go over these.
Go ahead. All right.
One of my honorable mentions is to Kaede from Shuffle.
Oh my Jesus. I'm surprised she wasn't even in your list, Dave. I'm surprised she wasn't your number one.
I'm surprised Sohara made number one. Jeez.
Whew. How in the world did you keep Kaede off this list?
I don't know, man. I'm just that magical.
if you know anything about Dave, he likes the hype. Gabe and King, he likes the hype up shuffle character called Kaede and call her the greatest, like, orange haired character ever invented or whatever. So stupid.
Do you have another one, Dave?
Yeah, and my other one is, despite how bad this series is, I do like the childhood character in this, Temamomi from Ladies vs. Butlers. And if you ever if you ever seen that series, she's like such a troll character. She's
so evil.
She's a troll.
She like convinced the main character that, you know what? Where you want to be in the future, you want to be a bride, and he's a guy. So in front of the whole class, he's like, "When I grow up, I want to be a beautiful bride."
I kind of hated her because she's all trollish. Also, like, she wants cock, and then I'm just saying, super saying,
super. Oh my god, Richard,
super. SSJ4.
Okay, well, that's
how much longer.
I have one more. I'm sorry, Jack Rockon.
You did it, Gabe. You saved the world.
I knew it.
Jeez.
How long? I was timing it. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
You guys got another honorable mention.
Who is it?
Pikachu. Tetsuo and Canada from Akira.
I was surprised they weren't on your list either.
This is why we don't do honorable mentions, because you guys go crazy with them.
I mean, come on, they grew up in the same bag. Never mind, spoilers.
We should just have a top 10.
Top 10 honorable mentions.
No, top 10 for so throughout the entire rest of our podcast, so we don't have to do honorable mentions.
Honorable mention goes to Araragi and Sengoku from Pokemon Agatari.
What's that? Who?
Araragi and Sengoku from Pokemon Agatari.
The fuck is Sengoku?
Oh,
the snake.
I know.
Oh,
childhood friend. Yeah, that's right.
All right,
we're dumb people.
What about all the other shows all the other Shaft shows?
All right, enough, no more.
All right, we're done. Wrap this shit up, dude.
Okay, this has been Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. Thank you for listening.